Oral Aleph Iyar, Tafshinayin Beis, Hilchos Sfiras Omer.
Okay, Sfiras Omer. So the Avelus in Sfiras Omer is based on, as we know, Talmidei Rabbi Akiva dying, and there's two basic shitos, we'll call it, about how to do the Avelus and how many days, when did they die, and when do we conduct ourselves with a little avelus, ktsas avelus, the poskim call it actually, ktsas avelus, because we're supposed to feel their deaths, which led to a tremendous hayroda in the transmittal of Torah. So there's one issue of how many days did they die, but most shittos, almost all shittos hold, they died for 33 days. The main, almost all shittos hold 33 days. The question is, when did they die? So there's two basic shittos. One is from Pesach. The Lashon HaGemara, as I spoke about Shabbos, is really mi Pesach ad Atzeres. But the Maisa, there's, I talked about Shabbos, why it's called that, even according to this first Shita. According to the first Shita, they died from Pesach until day number 33. We'll call it, according to most Shitas, till day number 33. Maybe there's a Shita that holds day number 34. There's a Shita with 32. But I'll call upon them from Pesach, from the second day Pesach. From the second day Pesach until day 33. And the other Shita, the other basic Shita, is that over the stretch from Pesach to Shavuos, if you take out the days She'ein Omrim Bo Tachanun, which are not so much Yemei Din, but you only count the Yemei that Yomim that She'omrim Bohem Tachanun, so you end up with 33 days. So the Hemshech was from Pesach to Atzeres, and it ends up 33 days, the Yomim She'omrim Tachanun. So that's when they died. These are the two basic shittos, from Pesach to day 33, we'll call it, or from Pesach to Atzeres, 33 days, and that Hemshech, the Yomim She'omrim Bahem Tachanun. Now the question is, when do we conduct ourselves with Avelus? So according to the shittos that they died from Pesach to Lag BaOmer, right? So we'll call it from Pesach to Lag BaOmer, from the second day Pesach to Lag BaOmer. So that's that shita, that's when you conduct yourself with avelus. According to the shitas, that they died the whole hemshech, the yomim she'omrim bahem tachanun. So here you have an issue. Some say that the avelus should be the whole time because it was over that hemshech that they died. Some say that you have 33 days of avelus. Some say it's from Pesach, second day Pesach to Lag BaOmer. And Lag BaOmer is really now nothing special. It's sort of a hint that it's just 30. It's 33 days, so it's 33 days. So it stops from Lag BaOmer. And the other shita, the other basic shita. There's a lot of variations within these two shitas, which obviously I'm not going to go into now, or even mention. The other basic shita is from, let's say, from the first day of Rosh Chodesh Iyar till the first day of Shlosh Hashemei Hagbalah, or from the day after Rosh Chodesh Iyar until Erev Shavuos. Those are already variations. But those are the two basic shitas. In other words, again, if they died from the second day Pesach until Lag BaOmer, that's what we call a no-brainer. That's when we keep the Ktsas Avelus. If they died in a Hemshech of 33 days, so then there's a Shaila, do you do from the beginning just 33? So some say you do the whole thing, because that's the whole Hemshech. There are shittos like that. Then there's variations. There's got to be a chasana, there's got to be a haircut, there's got to be this, there's got to be that. But Akoponim, you're basically going to be Noe Ktsas Avelus only from day one to the day. Some say the whole Hemshech. Maybe you take off Rosh Chodesh or whatever. And some say from Pesach to Lag BaOmer, that's your 33. And some say your 33 is from the first day Rosh Chodesh Iyar to Shlosh Hashemei Hagbalah. You do the math, it comes out to 33. If you make count, mixes a Yom Kukulo, and some say or other variations. Those are the basic shitas. Tomorrow night we'll see what Rav Moshe really says, which is of course the opposite of what everybody says and says.